楽に腰をかけてください。外界から離れて孤立した気持ちになり、まぶたをゆっくり下げ、目を閉じてください。そして横になってください。呼吸を合わせ、腹式呼吸になっていく。自分のリズムに合わせてリラックスしてください。ゆっくり呼吸をしてより深く、それとも深いよりゆっくりと感じる。また、自分の呼吸をよりゆっくり、より深く、それともより深く、よりゆっくり感じるかもしれない。体が落ち着けると同時に、物音が耳までに届いても、私の声を聞き続けてください。外の物音、その物音がだんだんと離れていく。安らかでゆっくり離れていくもののように、また自然に続いていくこの催眠状態を助ける物音。時々自分の意識は体の感覚に作用をされる。時々は私の声に反応し、私の声の音色とリズム、落ち着いたくつろいだリズム、意識は外れていく。今行われている体験に完全に流れていく。この心地よい体験を自分の顔に移行させてください。顔の筋膜緩みがだんだんと顔のすべての筋肉を得ていくと同時に、違った感覚が体に現れていくのを感じる。一つ一つの息が混乱されるような、思考を取り除く厄介なイメージ、心地よい感覚に変えられる。満足感が体中の筋肉に広がっていく。そしてその気持ちよい緩みが続いていくと同時に、体が重くなっていく。だんだんと重く、その重さを自分の安楽に座っている、表面の体の跡のように感じる。心地よい感覚で重く、気苦労、心配、不便な感覚から和らげるように、体と精神をたどるこの静かさと休息の中で落ち着きを選んでください。和らぐ感覚、それとも和らげて体が和らっていくのを選ぶか感じる。自分の精神がリラックスしていくのを利用し、感覚に流され、リラックスしながら和らいでリラクセーションを利用して、体と精神が前よりより深くリラックスするのを思い出している間、潜在意識を自分のくつろぎのレベルに調節する。このリラックスを強調させるため、この深いくつろぎをよりよく利用するために、体はより多くの感覚を感じていく。このくつろいだ感覚は腕の方へ進行していき、残す需要のあるものを腕の筋肉、肘、前腕、手首、手、一つ一つの指に残し、腕がだんだんと重くなっていく。非常に重く、無常力な感覚を感じていく。安楽に思う。足は緩く、深く重く、リラックスし続けるための深さと同じくらいの深さで、徐々に、もも、膝、ふくらはぎ、そして足を届くまで、足首、かかと、一つ一つのつま先が完全に くつろいでいく。体が和らぎ、再生し、治り、回復すると同時に、自分の神経系が休止したかもしれない。それが落ち着き、すべての細胞を再生している。精神が休むと同時に、この修復された意識の範囲にゆっくり滑り込む。脳波の速度が完全に落とされていて、一番深い自分自身に静かに潜り込む。目が内部に入っていくように、内部を体幹、気持ちと下へ進行するために引き継ぐように、体に解決する穏やかさ、穏やかさと満足感に感謝する。体の中のここ、しかし同時に遠いところ、それが潜在意識に再生されるよう、されるように深いリラクセーションがくつろいだ状態に散りばめられ、ゆっくり、深く、ゆっくり、体と精神が休息し、潜在意識は起きている。聞こえるすべての催眠の提案に接近でき、私が1から10までに数えるように、下へと深い下へ進行していくために、ゆっくり穏やかに数え、脳波のリズム、ゆっくりなリズム、異常なリズム、催眠のリズムが届くまで、10、9、8、と数が減少していくほど波が遅くなっていきます。7、6、5、リラックスな状態と催眠状態の間の途中、4、3、不安に近い、催眠な不安。2、1。
Present Perfect Continuous. Glossary. How long have you been waiting? Grammar. Present Perfect Continuous. The Present Perfect Continuous has two uses. When we want to focus on an activity that started in the past and ongoing, or when we want to refer to the result of activities which have recently finished. Their present consequences. The pattern is subject plus have, has been, plus verb ending in ing. Example, they've been working hard. She hasn't been feeling sick. Activity. The action started in the past, but is still ongoing. The action started in the past, but is still ongoing. The context helps clear the doubt. Example, we've been waiting all day. The result of the activity. The action has finished, but the present bears its consequences. Example, she has been running, so she is still out of breath. Example, she has been running, so she is still out of breath. Please give her a seat and some water. How long? When we want to ask questions to know the duration or when the start of an action is, we use how long. The pattern is how long plus have, has, plus subject, plus verb. Example, how long have you been staying in New Orleans? How long have you been working for this company? How long has she been feeling sick? The activity has ended or is still ongoing. Once again, the context will clear the doubt we may have. For and since. When we ask the question how long, the answer which follows will include for or since. 4. 4 is a time marker. The reference after 4 is the time spent until now, the duration of the activity. I have been working for 5 hours. I have been working for 300 minutes. Since. Since is also a time marker. The reference that follows since is the date or the time when the activity has started. Examples. I have been playing piano since Christmas or since my childhood. It is 5 p.m. I've been playing the piano since 9 a.m. I've been playing the piano since I met Steve. Since plus clause. The verb which follows since usually is at the preterite tense. How long have you been waiting? And now, a dialogue between Wentworth and Sarah. How long have you been waiting? Is there a reason why the line is longer than usual today? I've only got 45 minutes for lunch break.
They made an announcement earlier to inform us of the reason for the extended wait. This morning, as the cooks came to work, they realized two fridges and a freezer had stopped working, probably since the weekend. Consequently, they were forced to dispose of the food and dishes stored in the three appliances.
Oh, really?
They were not sure as to how long the food had been defrosting, so...
How long have you been waiting?
I've been waiting since 12:35. I have time, so I don't mind waiting. Besides, today's menu looks good. Raw vegetables as starters, macaroni and cheese as main dish, and fruit salad for dessert.
You've been waiting for 25 minutes. That means we will get served around 1:15.
Hopefully.
I can't wait that long. I've already lost 10 minutes to come here.
What are you going to do?
I'll go to the bakery across the street and buy a sandwich.
Are you sure? It's going to be more expensive and probably half as good as this.
Oh, I don't really mind. I need to arrange this afternoon's classroom and submit a form to borrow an OHP.
An OHP?
An overhead projector for the digital documents I will show in class.
Well, then, I guess it's the best option you have. I hope you won't find any lines at the shop, though.
I had a look earlier and there wasn't anyone. I'll take a chance. Enjoy your meal, Sarah, and I'll see you later in the week.
Bon appetit. Have a nice day.
Thank you very much. Bye.
You start to return to a full awakening state. When I say the number 10, you will be completely de-hypnotized. 1. 2. You feel an energizing sensation browse your body. 3. 4. You wake up slowly. Your breathing is natural. 5. 6. You take a deep breath. 7. 8. You move your hands, your feet, your legs. You stretch your body. 9. 10. Gently lift your eyelids. You open your eyes. And you're now completely de-hypnotized.